And welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, we're going to be talking about the heart disease vaccine. And we do have a brief quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to righteous men and women in uniform. Hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face, mind the time, because it grows short. Our devotional puts us in 1 Peter 5, and it says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all of your care upon him, for he cares for you." Oh, amazing, right? The mighty hand of God holds up the entire universe. He is capable. His might is sufficient. So you feel comfortable leaning on him if you know the Lord. And if you don't know the Lord, seek the Lord's face, get in that Bible and pray and have a relationship. You know, when you have a relationship with the Lord, you talk every day. Maybe more than once a day. That's how you stay in contact and you build a rapport. The power herbs is here to tell you to seek the Lord's face and mind the time. It grows short. Okay, we're going to jump into the quack report. And new blood pressure guidelines issued by Big Pharma looking to target younger people, pushing them to their doctor's office to get prescriptions. So a growing wave of heart issues among the younger Americans has prompted experts to overhaul the National Blood Pressure Guidelines for the first time since 2017. It was once considered a problem for just the aging blood pressure, but now hypertension is affecting an estimated 25% of young adults between 18 to 39, and even some children and teens are increasingly impacted. Now, with half the U.S. adults living with high blood pressure, the condition is now leading people to drive the heart disease and stroke and kidney disease and cognitive decline and dementia issue to the media. Now, urgent need for awareness and treatment, they say. Nearly half the United States adults have hypertension, yet many, especially young adults, are unaware, untreated, undiagnosed, and it's contributing to the rise in strokes and cardiac events under the age of 45, jeopardizing national goals and reducing hypertension prevalence. So they want you to, that's the same thing they did with cholesterol. It was 300, and then when the drugs came out, they lowered it to 200. So do your research on everything. That's what I say. And that wraps the quack report. All right, we're going to jump into the heart disease vaccine because scientific medicine has this new research. It's suggesting that heart disease could be caused by an infection. Research in Finland University, they had researchers there, University of Oxford, also in the UK. They worked together. They had this report. Bacteria found in your oral cavity could attach to plaque and trigger an immune response that causes inflammation, leading to arterial ruptures and other cardio risks. Here's a quote from the September 2025 report. In Finland, they said, "We now have evidence that heart attacks may be triggered by infections, processes rather than just cholesterol and lifestyle factors." Wow. Here's the study. The research is reporting that your heart attacks could be hidden bacterial biofilms in the arterial plaque, which is hidden from the immune system and is activated when there is a viral infection or an external trigger. The immune system, we're told, can't penetrate the biofilm matrix. So the biofilm that is formed by bacteria can take years or even decades to form. And when it's activated, the inflammation can rupture arterial plaques, causing thrombosis or blood clots to cause a blockage, can lead to heart attacks. So if the research is true here, there will be, you know, some changes made to the treatments, possibly a vaccine to prevent this type of heart disease. Here is a quote from the study. "This discovery challenges the conventional understanding of the pathologies of myocardial infarction and opens new avenues for treatment, diagnostics, and even vaccine development," end of quote. So the cholesterol myth as the cause for heart attacks was really not actually proven, but it sold about $25 billion in drugs every year. Yeah. Well, here is another quote from the study. It says, "It was assumed that events leading to coronary artery disease were only initiated by oxidative low-density lipoprotein, or LDL, which the body recognizes as a foreign structure. And there is this possibility of preventing coronary artery disease and myocardial infarction by vaccination. So the research was published in the Journal of American Heart Association and included examination of patients who experienced sudden death by heart attack reported they had bacteria laced plaque and inflammation. Well, let's look at the stats. Comparing the 2019 to the 2020 report, there is an increase of 54,128 fatalities, which was cited by the American Heart Association as the largest single year increase since 2015. So it looks like the cardiovascular events during just the 2020 surpassed the previous high of 910,000 deaths in 2003. Now, you want to be aware that the American Heart Association considers cardiovascular deaths to include heart attacks, strokes, heart failure, and hypertension. Now, cardiovascular deaths were on a steady decline in 2010 and 18, but is now on the top of the heap for main causes of death in the United States. And we also learned during COVID that people were at higher risks of clotting and inflammation factors, which some have associated with the medical treatment. Here's a quote from the study, the American Heart Association, January 2023. They said, the data shows that globally, ischemic heart disease, coronary heart disease, and stroke are the top two causes of death linked to cardiovascular disease, with rates rising around the world, end of quote. So did this virus we were exposed to weaken anything? Did a virus expose us to weakness? Well, according to the CDC report, millions of people are prescribed medications for cardiovascular issues, and over time, this type of drug therapy weakens the body. Therefore, an influenza virus could severely increase the risk of complication and death. However, I see in numerous reports that I read that a combination of medical treatments, like say for COVID, were also quite fatal, even for those with no history of cardiovascular disease. Okay, so let's look at a quote from Rebecca Woodruff. She's a PhD and an epidemiologist at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. She said, we expected to see an increase in heart disease death rates among adults. However, the magnitude of the increase was striking. The JAMA Journal, March of 2021, said this, the number of deaths occurring in the United States among U.S. residents in 2020 was 3,358,814, an increase of 50,976. See, this is the CDC quote, one out of every five deaths in the United States is a result of cardiovascular disease. That's a death every 34 seconds, end of quote. An acute care report of February 2023 said approximately 20.1 million U.S. adults have coronary artery disease, end of quote. So that last one is kind of stunning as a statistic, that people are a huge target for any pandemic that will stress their body, undermine their cardio system, and hasten their death. Think about that. Top 10 states with heart disease: Mississippi, 254.6, Oklahoma, 244.1, Alabama, 237.5, let's see, Arkansas, 222.5, Louisiana, 221.5, Tennessee, 212, Michigan, 205, Kentucky, 204.5, Nevada, 201.3, and West Virginia, 197.8. Well, you know that you got herbs that can strengthen cardio. Did you know that? There are medicinal plants that we can use to strengthen our cardio system, along with using a clean diet and regular exercise. You ever think of doing that? Well, research your options out there and be proactive to reduce your risks. That's right, you have that power. You might want to check out some of the heart formulas, the liquid extracts at Apothecary Herbs. They have the heart cholesterol blood pressure, they have the heart attack pack, they have emergency kits. Give them a call if you want to check out what they have and get a free catalog. The number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 828-469-5972, thepowerherbs.com. They're having a winter ready sale right now. It ends on the 19th of September. So if you're not on the master list to get a news blast about some of these store-wide sales, you can just go to thepowerherbs.com and you can request a free catalog, or you can sign up for the newsletters, and you can request to be put on the master list, and that way you'll get informed. And if you haven't signed up for the newsletters, I encourage you to do so, full of natural healing information that you don't want to be without. Very empowering, and they're absolutely free. So go to books and newsletters on thepowerherbs.com and sign up there. And you can, you know, you can opt out anytime you want. Thepowerherbs.com. Well, I can see by the clock I'm out of time. So the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.